Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Mo Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 6. And the part I want to focus on is, give and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. The reason why I want to focus on that is because this phrase keeps coming to mind over the past few weeks. And I've shared it with several people who were just asking, like, what's the point in doing good things and in giving of ourselves when the world is just a mess and it's sad and it's tough and it's, like, what's the point? And I kept coming back to this phrase that God is never outdone in generosity. So no matter how much you pour yourself out for people, no matter how much you give and you love, you can't outgive the Lord. He's not outdone in generosity. A few points that I think about that ring true to this, the Lord is not outdone in generosity, is from Elijah and the widow, the story in 1 Kings, where Elijah asked the widow to bring him something to drink and a small cake or something like that. And she says, I only have a little bit of oil left and a little bit of flour. But she goes and she does it. And the jug of oil does not run dry, nor the flour. And they could live off it with Elijah, her son, and her could live off it for way longer than they should have been able to. Because the Lord provided, right? He was not outdone in generosity. She gave all that she had, and there was an abundance from the Lord. Or I think about John 15, when the Lord keeps saying, remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me. Remain in me, and you will bear much fruit. There's this interview that's been going around recently from Pope John Paul II. An interviewer asked him, Holy Father, what do you like to do in your free time? And right away, Pope John Paul II's response to this interviewer was, all of my time is free. And that struck me so, so deeply. All of my time is free. And if we truly live from that place, even like our obligations, even the things that we have to do, like our jobs, right? We're getting paid for this work. So sometimes it can feel like, well, I have to do this because I'm getting paid. But if we give of ourselves freely, that we're choosing this, it's not being demanded of us, but it's being given, like we're giving it freely, it really changes how we are present in each situation. So two stories that I want to share with you. In college, I was a part of a household. So it was this group of women who were striving to live in holiness in community. So when you have a large group of women who are living in community together, or a large group of people who are living in community together, obviously there are going to be personalities that rub each other wrong. And there was a few women who, I don't know, they just rubbed me the wrong way. It was just difficult for me to love them. And I remember praying about this one sister everything she said, how she responded to people, it just irked me. And I just remember, I'm like, I'm not charitable towards this person. And they just bother me. And this clarity came in prayer that I said, I feel like she just takes my love from me. I don't have the ability to give it because she just takes it. That I was like slightly embarrassed about thinking about this. The Lord in his wisdom brought to mind, but if I give it before she tries to take it, if I just love her well before she has the ability to ask for it, whether it's going and getting something for her or just listening, asking how her day is, even when I don't want to, but if I just ask before she starts telling me about her day, then I'm giving it freely. Then I have the ability to give my love freely and it's not being taken from me. And that really changed my ability to love her. I didn't feel this burden. I mean, like, we still had our differences and some personalities just don't click well, and that's okay. But I was able to love her and be charitable towards her in my thoughts as well as in my actions towards her because I was choosing to give my love freely rather than like making her ask for it. The other story I wanted to share was one day after doing ministry in Pittsburgh outside the abortion clinic, I just remember coming back to campus and just being exhausted. And there was a night of adoration and praise and worship that they would do once a month on campus. And I would usually go, but this Saturday I just felt like I had nothing left to give. I had spent several hours praying and sidewalk counseling, and it was just a really tough day. You know, there was a lot of hard conversations and I was tired. And my friend Maria and I decided we were going to go because we typically went. We knew it was a good and we usually enjoyed it and it was very life-giving for us. So we decided to give everything we had. So we're like, okay, Lord, we have nothing but literally just sitting here during adoration and like we can't sing along because we're just exhausted and we can't stand up because we're just so tired of standing all day. And I don't want to talk to anybody afterwards because I am just so tired. After leaving that time of adoration and praise and worship, my friend and I, we reflected that, wow, we have been filled with so much peace. And yeah, like our bodies are still tired, but there's this freedom that's come that we weren't experiencing before because the day was so heavy. I just keep thinking about how this scripture verse from the gospel today says, give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap because the Lord isn't outdone in generosity. I literally gave him everything I had, my exhaustion, everything, and I was filled, overflowing, packed together and overflowing. But I gave him everything and I let him fill me. Rather than being filled with the things of the world, he was the one that was filling me and I was made new. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all of the things of this day, all the things that will come. I ask for the grace to be attentive to what you're calling me to in each moment, that I choose to give it freely, and that I am generous as you are generous, that I may give it before people demand things of me, that I would choose to give it freely out of love for you. And I trust and I stand in confidence that you will give a good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing, because you are not outdone in generosity. Thank you for loving me and give me the grace to be more open to receiving your love. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.co. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.